Welcome to Investment Moments with Momentum Investments, where we talk to investment professionals and financial experts about investments and savings. We unpack all things investments to give you insights to help your clients achieve their financial goals. I am Lavashni Naika, Communications Specialist at Momentum Investments. Joining me in studio is Mike Adsitz, Deputy Chief Investment Officer, to discuss responsible investing and how it fits into your client's portfolio. Welcome, Mike. Please could you tell us a bit about yourself and what you do?
Hi, Lavashni. Nice to see you. So, as you said, I'm Mike Adsitz. I'm the Deputy Chief Investment Officer at Momentum Investments. And effectively, what my role is just to make sure that the different components of the investment team function well together. So it will cover issues such as governance, decision-making, prioritizations, and strategy, and a lot of the centralized alignment initiatives. So that's where responsible investments comes in. It's one of the areas where we want to focus on and integrate it broadly across the investment team.
Mike, why would you say responsible investing is increasingly becoming a hot topic today?
Responsible investing, or as it's commonly referred to, ESG, environmental, social, governance issues, have been around for a long time. However, the last two odd years with the impacts of the COVID pandemic, as well as the manifestations of the reality of climate change, has really focused people's minds in terms of both the interconnectedness of everybody, as well as how the actions that we take can have an impact on the environment and how it should be our responsibility to try and address the environment and society in a positive way in our world through the capital allocation decisions.
Mike, you mentioned integrated responsible investing. Could you go into more about what is our integrated responsible investing approach?
Yes, Lavashni. So effectively, an integrated approach means that when you think about investments and investment management, one of the filters through which you consider investment decisions is through the lens of responsible investing. So for example, one component of responsible investing is governance. So when you want to invest in state-owned enterprises, when you are considering the investment decision, you ask yourself the question, what is the governance standards of the organization and do they pass muster? And when we think about SOEs, as we've very recently seen with a lot of the revelations at the Zondo Commission, some SOEs have good governance and other SOEs' governance is far more questionable. So that would be an integrated approach where you take the factor, you consider it in the context of the investment, and then it informs your investment decision. There could be other areas where, for example, you want to support renewable energy, and there you'll look for specific renewable energy initiatives as long as they pass muster from a investment thesis perspective. So integration means actually embedding the philosophies and the principles into the investment decision-making framework itself. So when you make the decision, the responsible investment aspects are considered as well.
Thanks for that explanation, Mike. The question on every man's mind is, how do we implement responsible investing in our portfolios?
Well, there's different mechanisms and ways in which you can implement responsible investing. And one thing to consider, if you break down responsible investments into what we typically think of as the three pillars of responsible investing, environmental factors, social factors, and governance factors, they sometimes contradict each other. So for as a simple example, if you consider environmental as a filter, it could have negative social implications if you support renewable energy at the expense of traditional forms of energy production. So you really need to have a balanced approach. So what do you do from an investment perspective? You look at the opportunity set and you look at the types of responsible investment initiatives that you can embed and integrate into those investments. And you also very often have to be mindful of the trade-offs between both the different ESG factors, but also the investment thesis and what you are trying to achieve from a responsible investment perspective. At Momentum Investments, Our primary focus is delivering returns and sound investment performance for our clients. And as an additional layer, we then look at, can we do it in a way that has good intent and purpose from a responsible investment perspective?
Can you tell us more about the renewable energy initiatives and how we're trying to take responsible investing forward into the future?
So I think just starting from the base, if we look at the architecture of the South African economy, it's highly carbon intensive. And South Africa and the Witbank area in particular is one of the biggest carbon polluters in the world, along with Sasolburg. So it's a high density node of carbon release. So from a climate change perspective, there is a need to try and address the carbon intensity in our economy, but we need to take two considerations into account. So the one perspective is renewable energy. So we are investors in several renewable energy projects covering wind and solar. So that would be the one side of it. The other side of renewable energy or responsible investments when it comes to energy production is the utilization of coal in the power station. So are they looking at technological approaches to try and reduce the environmental impact through gas filtration, for argument's sake? The other aspect that we really also think about is, if you purely had the lens of just wanting to back renewable energy and your gold standard was that we want to in totality move away from coal-fired power stations, you could have a significant social impact, and the basis for that would be the power station itself as well as the mining activity. So one of the aspects that we consider in trying to balance those two perspectives is the just transition. And effectively, what the just transition says is when you consider investments, also consider the social ramifications. And when you do want to, and we want to and do invest in renewable projects, we're also mindful of what are the initiatives in place to buffer the communities that are going to be impacted. Is it through initiatives of retraining or redeployment from traditional forms of energy production to more renewable forms of energy production? So it becomes a matrix of decision making, and you try and cover the various checks and balances and different perspectives. So most definitely it's not a one size fits all approach, and it also needs to be mindful of the current socioeconomic realities in our country and the architecture of the legacy infrastructure that we have in place, that over time we can re-architect the infrastructure, but it's not something that happens overnight. It's a long process and it's a deliberate process, and you know, you do need to navigate quite carefully through it.
Tell us more about the impact investing opportunities we are looking into and why you are so passionate about it.
So impact is almost the flip side of the coin of responsible investing. So any responsible investing could have impact. So impact just talks to what is the outcome, what is the bricks and mortars, what's the tangible outcome of impact. So impact is a lens. So in the instance of renewable energy you talked about, the impact could be reduction in equivalent coal emissions. So for the amount of energy produced in that facility, you could say this is how much coal has been taken out of the system, for instance. You could also look at it from an impact of what is a socioeconomic impact, how many jobs are created, what are the multiplier effects in the communities surrounding them. A lot of the big projects become economic nodes, and there's other infrastructure that's built around them that can benefit the community at large. So impact refers to both the intent, but also measuring some of the outcomes of your initiatives. So we see impact as definitely part and parcel of our responsible investing, and it's the mechanism by which we bring metrics to bear to understand the outputs of the decisions.
Mike, how do we make sure we consistently drive the principles of responsible investing in our portfolios?
Well, that's partly when I spoke earlier about my role, that you need to get all the different components of the investment team to work in concert and in alignment. So the mechanism by which we address it is we define policy at the high level. So our responsible investment policy, our climate change policy, our proxy voting policies are group level policies at Momentum Metropolitan level. It's formulated from within the investment landscape. It's signed off by MMH Exco, and then it's a trickle-down approach. So it's a bottom-up in terms of policy formulation and then trickle-down in terms of execution. And we have a focused responsible investment team that works with all the different components or all the different capabilities within investment team to say, well, within the fixed interest space, what can you achieve from a responsible investment perspective? That might be a lot in the realm of governance. In the equity space, it's a lot more in the realm of proxy voting. But by having a centralized capability that rolls out the policy across the investment team, you get alignment, and then there's a report back mechanism. So how we attempt to do it is the scorecard and report card for us is our stewardship report, which is essentially a evidence-based artifact to say, this is how we are addressing responsible investing. This is how we're progressing with this. Warts and all, this is the mark. We're also signatories to the United Nations Principle for Responsible Investing. That's a global initiative, and we get marked along with a lot of global peers around the world. And that's also disclosed as MMH, Momentum Metropolitan. We're part of the Carbon Disclosure Project, which talks about carbon utilization within the business. And that's also a open format scorecard that is available on the CDP website.
Mike, what parting message would you like to leave our listeners with to encourage them to take initiative and accountability as part of the investor community?
I think the first thing to consider is that you can actually have an impact. You know, by the choice of providers, by the choice when you, for example, choosing which portfolio to invest in, as an individual investor or as an institutional investor, you can have real impact into the environment through a process of engagement or through a process of evaluating the literature that the different asset managers put out there. You can also get an assessment of what they are doing and to what extent it also aligns to what you believe in and what you want to take as important. I suppose my last thought on the matter is when we think about capital allocation, more and more the primary objective in our mind is credible returns in a well-constructed and risk-diversified manner, but we're also considering the purpose of what we're doing. And are we doing it in a sustainable way that actually enhances the environment in which we all live? And that's the outcome of responsible investing, you know, not just to be extractive, but also to do things in a way which might require a little bit more effort, but at the end of the day is worthwhile, and you can actually see it manifest in the world around you.
Mike, thank you for your time today and for your valuable insights on responsible investing, as well as the part you play in responsible investing for Momentum Investments. You've been listening to Investment Moments with Momentum Investments. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.